Hello mga katambay, nasa usapang effectiveness with our task pa rin tayo. And in this episode, itutuloy natin yung ating kwentuhan. Pero this time, much more personal. So stay there, listen to this episode. This is number 6 to 10 ways to be effective, 100% effective with our task. Ready ka na katambay? Then let's do this. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a preacher, or a feast builder. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Pinagkwentuhan pa rin natin kung paano tayo magiging effective sa ating mga task para magampanan yung ating mga pangarap sa buhay. And last episode, I shared 5 strategies that you can do to be very effective sa iyong mga gampanin. Base po yun sa mga experiences ko. In this episode naman, part 2 ng topic natin, ay tututok naman tayo sa ugali, perspective, attitude at anong meron tayo dapat para all the more ang effectiveness natin sa ating mga tasks. Let's begin. Number 1, we need to put up healthy boundaries. Eto na, boundaries ang kwentuhan, katambay. We need to learn to say no. Sige nga, ikaw, try mo yun. No! One more time. No! We need to say no, learn to say no to the things that you know that will distract you sa iyong mga gawain, sa iyong mga tasks, sa iyong mga gampanin. Learn to say no. We are living in an easy to be distracted world. Tama o tama? Kaya naman, what we need to do is to really put up walls from the things that will steal our focus. So the first step to do is to identify your distractions. Alamin mo yan, katambay, and I'm sure familiar na familiar ka sa mga ito, no? And please, when you get to identify them, huwag ka nang mag-justify na need mo ang mga ito. Stop making reasons dahil lang nangyayari ay talagang excuses mo lang naman talaga ang mga ito. Don't be afraid to say no. No to invites, no to people, no to temptations. Say no also to additional tasks. Ayan na. For at the end of the day, ang focus mo ay progress. Magkaroon ng progress. To be productive. Saying no is actually saying yes to better and bigger things. Kaya tandaan mo ito, katambay. Alright? Let's move on. Number 2. We need to learn more. Okay? In order for you to be effective in your task, you need to learn more. Learning more should be our continuous goal. Naniniwala ako dyan. Habang buhay ka, dapat hindi ka humihinto na may natututunan. For when you learn more, you're being equipped more. And kapag may alam ka, mas nagiging effective ka. Mas dumadali ang mga bagay, mas nagagampanan ang mga task, mas na-achieve ang mga pangarap. So sa mga bagay na hindi mo pa alam, well, don't deprive yourself of the time na pwede mong gamitin para aralin ang mga skills na kailangan mo. Mag-invest ka sa sarili mo, katambay. Attend seminars or webinars, no? Nakakalungkot kasi ngayon na, alam mo yun, mas gusto pa nating bumili ng kape at milk tea, sarap talaga yan, paborito ko rin yan eh, kesa maglaan ng pera para sa ikakadagdag ng kaalaman natin. Diba? Sasabihin pa natin na, ang mahal naman yan, ayoko nang mag-enroll, ang mahal naman yan, eh kaya nga investment eh. Yung matututunan mo naman, yung kapalit niyan ay higit pa sa binayad mo dahil may madadagdag kang wisdom at knowledge. Kung gusto mo namang libre, katambay, meron din naman. madami naman ang platform kung saan pwedeng may mapapanood ka, no? May mapapakinggan ka, kagaya nito, yung Tambayan with Coach Lep. Well, sana nga natututulungan kita, no? At may natututunan ka. Alam mo yun, big help na itong mga to para maturuan ka sa buhay. Sa tingin ko ay kailangan lang ng willingness talaga na matuto. Yun sa tingin ko yung kulang talaga. Minsan kasi, akala natin, alam na natin ang lahat. This year, Katambay, piliin mo na maging teachable. Okay? Now, kung ikaw naman ay may skills na that you need for the task, well, please still don't stop learning. Always think that your cup is empty. So, need mo pa rin itong punuin. So, learn on how you can, listen to this, enhance naman yung skill. Learn. Baka may mga bagong ways on how to do things na pala. Baka may alam ka nga, pero may mga better ng pamamaraan na pala in doing things. So, on tendency, abay nahuhuli ka na pala sa trend. Di ba? So, always, always aspire to learn. Now, before I proceed, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
All right, so after you finish listening to this episode, I encourage you, pakinggan mo naman sila. Okay? Let's move on. Number three. In order to be effective in our task, well, you need to deprive your bad habits. Okay? Now, another thing that you need to identify is your bad habits while you're doing your task. Reflect and check on these bad habits. What's causing you not to be productive sa buhay? Ano ang cause bakit hindi ka nagiging effective in doing your task? So what you need to do now is to prevent yourself in doing itong mga bad habits na ito. To deprive your bad habits, you need to consider the environment. Tandaan mo yung Katambay. Okay? You need to consider kung present ba itong bad habit nito. Let me give you an example. If your bad habit is you always check your phone, you always browse your social media, the best thing to do here is to make it invisible in your environment. Maybe what you need to do is itago yung cellphone muna sa drawer mo or sa bag mo. Pero when you do this, make it a point na may struggle ito when you make it present sa work or study area. Anong ibig sabihin? Yung phone mo, when you put it in your drawer, make sure na may lock yung drawer mo. Tapos yung susi, ilagay mo sa different room or bigay mo muna sa kung someone nakakilala mo para wala kang easy access. This is what I mean by depriving your bad habits. Kasi kung may struggle sa pag-access nito, ang tendency, your mind will think of the struggle kaya tatanggihan na lang nito yung pag-pursue nito. Alright? So this is what we need to deprive our bad habits. Gutumin mo siya, no? To lessen your exposure sa temptation or sa bad habit mo. Number four, we need to change our self-talk. Paano ka nga naman ba magiging effective sa buhay pero kung ang lagi mo namang self-talk ay, alam mo yon, wala, hindi ko na magagawa to. Because you always think na, mahirap ito eh. You always think na, ang hirap-hirap naman itong ginagawa kong to. You always think na nakaka-stress at nakaka-overwhelm naman itong mga gawain ko. Lagi mong sinasabi sa sarili mo na wala ka nang magagawa dito sa task na ito. Well, with that kind of self-talk, then I am telling you, you won't be effective in it sa mga task na gagawin mo. Katambay, I suggest na you change your self-talk. Change what you tell yourself. Again, words are powerful. Words create worlds. So instead, say, I can do this. Say, mahirap ito ngayon. Oo. Pero maasikaso ko rin to. Maiaayos ko rin ito. Magagawa ko rin ito. You need to shift it to positive words. You need to manifest your success. You need to claim na magagampanan mo itong role, itong task, itong goal na ito. Alright, katambay? So you need to check your self-talk. And last, as I end this topic about how to be 100% effective in your task is, well, we need to pray. In being effective with tasks, it is good to seek the guidance of the one who is truly in control of everything. And when I say everything, even the things that you can't control. Kaya naman hindi natin pwedeng hindi isama ang pagdadasal. Because when you pray, you connect to the Almighty Source. That we need to include God in the process. That we need to hold on to the mighty and loving hands of our beloved Savior. We need to ask for His loving presence in the everyday task that we do. Oswald Chambers shared this message. We have to pray with our eyes on God, not on the difficulties, not on the task. Di ba? Tama eh. Kasi kadalasan when we're doing something, nakatutok lang tayo doon. Well, sabi ko naman, focus. Pero sa tingin ko, what is good as I end this is mapaalalahanan tayo that we need to have eyes on God and faith that He will be with you sa mga gampanin mo. Let's end with a prayer, katambay. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving presence in our journey sa buhay na ito. Sa mga gampanin namin, sa mga gawain namin, Panginoon, maraming salamat that you always show up. Because we believe, Lord, that yes, may kakayanan kami, pero lahat naman ng kakayanan namin ay galing din sa iyo. So, hindi namin kakayanin kung wala ka. Hindi namin kakayanin kung walang grasya. Kaya naman, Panginoon, we pray that may in every task na gagampanan namin, makita ka namin. Samahan mo kami and also, let's do it together, O Lord God. Hindi dahil kaya ko, pero kaya natin. Kaya nating dalawa. Kaya magagampanan po at ma-achieve ang mga pangarap ngayong taong 2024. This is our prayer. In your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Maraming salamat, katambay, for your time and for listening. This is a short episode. Talagang tinuloy-tuloy ko lang yung from last episode. I hope you learned something. I hope na empower ka sa 10 binigay ko. And if you have questions, if you have tawag dito, clarification, or if you just want to send affirmation, you could message me sa aking Facebook page na Coach Lep or sa aking email, tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Pakiusap ko lang pala, katambay, pakirate mo namang itong podcast ko. Malaking tulong po kasi sa akin yan para marami pa tayong maimbitahan dito sa ating tambayan. Maraming salamat sa iyo. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Thank you so much, Jesus. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.